Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to White Wine Question Time, something from the cellar. Another mini episode of our midweek drop that sees us revisit some of the brilliant guests we've had on the show over the last 4.5 years. Hence, something from the cellar. This week, it's a celebration of some of our amazing guests who are a huge part, an integral part of the LGBTQ plus community. And kicking things off for us is Steps' very own trailblazer, Ian H. Watkins, who talks us through some of the ways he's had to push for change, never more so since he's become a father to twin boys, and his close friendship with fellow LGBTQ plus superhero, rugby legend, Gareth Thomas. I wanted to talk about some of the trails that you've blazed, be it in your local village or turning the volume up online, using the platform that you've acquired via 25 years of Steps to educate, to challenge and to contribute. So I wanted to run through some firsts that you've kind of achieved along the way. There's the obvious, the most recent, like having the opportunity to create the same sex couple for the first time on Dancing on Ice. That was really important to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, fundamentally, as a person, you know, I wanted to be completely authentic, the way I present, especially because I'm a dad now. I wanted my children to see daddy living his best life. And it's something I had asked for so many years. You know, all of those contestant-based shows that, you know, you have interviews for, or I've done before. You know, I've always asked the question and I always had a no. But this time I was in a very different headspace, a very different chapter of my life. And I said to myself and the producers, if you want me, great. It's literally the top of my bucket list, but these are my conditions. I would love for you to consider them. If you don't want to do that, okay, but I will bow out. And I was that sure of myself. And it was that important to me that I knew I didn't want to do opposite sex. And they came back and were completely 100% behind the idea. And then, of course, I got partnered with the amazing Matt Evers, who was completely on the same page as me. And we made history together. And, you know, since then, it's just mind-blowing to see the ripple effect that it's had.
I was going to say that, because actually now, it's like once that door opened, everybody started passing through. And it's the visibility is everywhere. But it did take somebody really to say, come on, guys, it's about time.
It took somebody, and it could have been anybody, but all of the stars aligned. Yeah, and it was us that got to do it. And that's one of the things I am so, so proud. One of the most, you know, apart from my children, one of the most amazing things that's happened in my life.
So another commonality between you and the lovely Brian Dowling is you both came out the day before you entered the Big Brother house. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You were 30, and about to enter the house. And Brian was working for, I think, Aer Lingus, and hadn't told his parents or his family that he was gay. So I had to quickly kind of, you know, drop that news. And then run into the house and then emerge. So the first time he saw them after he came out, he was the most famous gay man in Britain at that time.
But back then, those three letters, that one word, was a very dirty word. You know, now it's a very different landscape. It's a lot easier to be your authentic self. But 20 years ago, you know, you were on the front of a tabloid for just, you know, for choosing who you love. It's a very different time, very different day and time.
And it was reported like you were confessing to something that it was a confessional. Like, why? Like, you know, and people outed. You know, your very good friend, who I'm slightly obsessed with, Gareth Thomas, was treated in the most appalling way. And I love the fact that your friendship with Gareth Thomas and your TikToks, by the way, are amongst some of my favourite things at Christmas.
Well, we did banter together, like, and we just got very bored. We were like, let's do TikTok. But I've known Gareth was like my next door neighbour for years. And he's since moved to the next village. So I have got rid of him a little bit. But he's still very much in my life. And I love him dearly. And I will always be there for him. You know, he's had a rocky ride. But he, you talk about trailblazers. He is iconic, you know, and especially what he is dealing with on a daily basis as well. You know, the awareness that he brings to HIV and AIDS, his Tackle HIV campaign, which I completely support. He is a trailblazer.
He made some, I had a little click around on that campaign. And you feature very heavily, right? You're a huge advocate. You're there for whatever he needs you to support him with. You're there. And what he was trying to land, and I really get his frustration, is why is it not more famous as a fact that these days you can live with HIV and it not be detectable in your system, and you can have sex with somebody and not pass it to them? Like, how amazing an achievement in science and medicine is that? Like, that's awesome. Why does everybody not know that fact? And I understand why he's frustrated.
Yeah, there's just been a storyline, hasn't there, on EastEnders, I believe, about HIV and AIDS. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't have time to watch TV, but I do. I think the storyline has really been positive for that fact. You know, U equals U, undetectable, U is untransmittable. And if you have HIV, you can literally take one tablet a day and live a very happy, normal life and not pass it on. It's incredible.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Nicely following on from that is the aforementioned Big Brother legend Brian Dowling, who's pioneered conversations and change for the community. And here he is recalling, well, the fear he had in coming out to his parents just days before he headed into the Big Brother house, only to reemerge as arguably the most famous gay man in Britain. It's Pride Month, and you have been someone who has more than moved the dial when it comes to driving conversation and change in education around the LGBTQ plus community. And in 2001, when you entered the Big Brother house, you'd only just come out to your family 2 days previous to that because you knew that it would unfold on television. And then weeks later, you emerged triumphant, victorious from the house. And you said, I'm Irish, Catholic, gay, and I'm chuffed that people in back Ireland have backed me. I mean, You were in unknown territory because actually the fear was that you would be rejected hugely because of your sexuality, which brings us to a whole kind of series of firsts that you then went on to crash. You know, the first gay man arguably to win a popularity contest on that scale, the first gay television presenter for children's TV when you took on SMTV Live. You and your husband were amongst the very first couples to get married in Ireland after they legalised same-sex marriage, and you then went on to have the first all-male pairing on Irish television with Dancing with the Stars. I mean, you are a change maker, Mr. Dowling. Well done.
Like, it's so weird because going back to Big Brother, I was 22 years old when I went on that show. I'm 44, actually, next week. So it's 22, so half of my lifetime. And I remember being afraid to tell my parents that I was gay for fear of them disowning me. I think it's an insecurity in anyone that is coming to terms with their sexuality. And I knew I was going to be on the show, whether I last a week or 2 weeks, there was no way I was going to be able to pretend not to be myself. And I feel there was two versions of Brian Dowling. The one that was working at Stansted Airport in Ryanair that was fully out, and the one that would come home to my mom, my dad, and my six sisters in rural Ireland, an hour from Dublin in the country, where we had no idea what gay was. We'd no idea what homosexuality was. There was nothing on television shows. There was no pop stars. There was just nothing about it. And I remember my sister told my parents 2 days before, and I rang her the next day and asked her how did they take it. And Michelle said, "Oh, they were fine about it." And I went, "Really?" And the next day I came off a flight from Italy and I rang them from the crew room at Ryanair and I said, "I'm gay." And my mom asked me, "Was I trying to be fashionable?" And I thought, no, because that was just her reasoning. And then we said goodbye. I spoke to her one more time the morning I was going into the house, and that was it. And then those 9.5 weeks played out the way they did. And for me, looking back on it now, I was lucky I was so accepted by the voting public in England and in Ireland, because I then thought, well, my parents have to be okay with it. Because if this is a popularity contest and people think I'm great and they're voting for me to win, my parents will accept me. And I forgot all about winning. I forgot all about the £70,000, which I won, which is a life-changing amount of money. I remember leaving that house. I don't remember the fireworks, things going off. Davina was pregnant at the time. And then I remember embracing my mom and dad. And that was the first real embrace of who I really was as their son. And that was this out gay man. I turned 23 on the show, but it really was, I get goose pimples now. But this is who I am. You've witnessed who I am. And that hug to me meant so much because it was genuine. There was no more hiding, Kate. They'd seen every angle of me 24 hours a day on E4, every night on Channel 4. And we never, ever had a conversation apart from that one time on the phone about my sexuality. It was never, ever brought up again because I was totally embraced and accepted. I did say to my husband recently, if I had left the show first, would my parents have accepted me? Who knows? But Big Brother, in a sense...
Have you ever asked them that?
Can you imagine? I'm afraid to go there. But I just feel that Big Brother completely helped shape my whole life, my career. I'll be forever grateful to that time of summer of 2001. It was phenomenal.
But don't take away from that why it worked so well for you, because you went in there and you were, I mean, listen, we live in far more tolerant times now. It was a big deal back then to publicly own your sexuality and celebrate it in the way that you did. It took guts. And actually, we know now that you were very scared about even, you know, you got your sister to tell your mum and dad. You didn't even do it yourself because you're so worried about the reaction, right?
I was so fearful. You know, I was brought up Catholic. I still say that I am Catholic. I don't go to church that often. And, you know, we sadly lost my mom in 2018. And I suppose the fact that mom's not alive anymore, that's made me question my faith. And I then think, well, of course, my mom's in heaven, because my mom deserves to be in heaven. So I think when you're a gay man or woman and you're Irish, I think it's something you battle with the whole religious and Catholic thing. But I think it was brave of me to do it.
Well, yeah, you have to battle with it because effectively the Catholic faith believes that homosexuality is wrong. It's a sin
and I'm going to hell. But I mean, how amazing is hell going to be with all these amazing people? You know, we joke, but it's kind of true.
Feel like Shadow Lounge.
Oh, I miss Shadow Lounge. But I think being 22...
Shadow Lounge, we should establish, just for anyone who doesn't know, is... It's actually where you first met your husband.
Yes.
It's a prolific gay club in Soho.
Yes, no longer. I think it's closed down. I think it's gone.
I think so.
Yes. So I remember being 20...
But never forgotten.
Never forgotten. I remember being 22, but I had nothing to lose, Kate, at 22. I was working at Ryanair. I was an air steward. It was almost expected to be gay. So I was going in the house. I had nothing to lose. I knew afterwards I still had my family. I still had my job. I still had my friends. And I just loved that summer. I dressed up. I drank beer and cider, which I don't drink. We mixed them together. It was just the summer, the weather. I got a tan. You know, I didn't get drawn into silly arguments because there was just no point. But I mean, I always think it's afterwards. I remember leaving the show and then thinking, fuck, what have I done? Because my life had changed so dramatically in 9 weeks. All it had taken was 9 weeks.
Last but certainly not least, we have the couple who The Guardian has named as the UK's most influential LGBTQ+ power couple. Captain Hannah Graff, MBE, was an esteemed officer in the British Army, fearlessly embracing her true self as a transgender woman. Meanwhile, Jake Graff, a director and actor, was also learning to embrace life as a transgender man. Then fate wove their paths together and their love bloomed, defying societal norms. And in 2020, they became proud parents and now have two beautiful daughters. So let's revisit them, shall we, to find out how it all began. What I wanted to know is how you found each other. How did your paths cross? I know Facebook was involved, but who liked who and who got the conversation started?
So, I mean, this is a story that Hannah lets me tell, obviously, because I tell it much more accurately than Hannah does.
This
was back in December 2015. I was sitting at home one day writing, and I'd seen Hannah pop up on Lorraine, and she had just been outed by one of our large red top newspapers for being trans in the army. And Lorraine had very kindly, supportively got her on the show to tell her story honestly and frankly. And I spotted her, and I thought she looked very cute, and, you know, she was quite assured, but very, very sweet, very shy, very modest, very unassuming, and obviously hugely impressive with all everything she'd already achieved. And a couple of weeks later, she popped up on my People You May Know on Facebook. So obviously I pressed the button. I thought
an algorithm was responsible.
And so gave her a little ad. And within about an hour, I got a very sweet message from Hannah saying, "Hi, Jake. I know we haven't met, but I've been watching your achievements with much interest. And I think it's all very impressive. Love to meet at some point, Hannah." And I thought, you know, obviously she's
quite gutsy.
Quite forward.
Well, Hannah, you'd never dated up until that point, had you?
Not at all. And I like, you know, Jake always tells this story. He makes it sound like I answered him within the second. Like
it was an hour.
Yeah. So that's not strictly true. The bones of that story are true, but you can tell that Jake's a writer because he likes to embellish. So there was definitely several days between that request coming in and me responding
to it. Sure they were, my love.
But I could totally understand when I know your story as I do now, how you would have felt unconfident in trying to approach a romantic relationship, and yet you did with Jake. What made him different?
Quite hot, isn't he?
He's hot.
No, it was
that's embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's great. It's honest.
It's very sweet. Thank you, my love.
You love it. Before I transitioned, you know, the idea of being intimate with someone else was just kind of crazy because I was so uncomfortable in my own body, my own position in society, and it was all just too much. I can't even imagine it. It was not even on the cards. And then even when I transitioned, you know, when you transition, people think it's something that happens very quickly, but it takes loads of time. And, you know, transitions take 2 or 3 years. And I think I've been in my transition about 3 years by the time I started dating Jake. And I'd really have to come to terms with what it meant to be a woman in society today, what it meant to, you know, in terms of clothes and finding what my identity as a woman, because even though I always inherently knew that I've been a woman, having not had the experience to go through life as a woman, I had a lot to learn, like, you know, young girls have to learn. So in that time...
And in a really condensed amount of time as well.
Yeah. With the eyes of the world watching as well, so it was quite intense, but
lots of 6-inch heels and
yeah, I mean a lot of trans women do this. I definitely did. I wore a lot of high heels, lots of long, brightly coloured nails and short dresses and all the rest of it. All those things that young teenage girls do because you're trying to find your place, and you know, doing it as an adult is a bit awkward. But imagine this is what society tells us, right? This is what, you know, look at, you know, magazines and TV. They'll tell you what this is what women look like. And so when I transitioned, I mean, I hadn't experienced living as a woman. I needed time to do that. Even though it's inherently my identity, I had to take time to do that. And so it took me a while. And then eventually I thought maybe I'm in a place where I could date. But even then I kind of ripped myself off. I said this to Jake that
about 5 weeks into our relationship, when we already had quite strong feelings for each other and we were already sort of getting to that point where we tentatively said, "I really quite like you." And Hannah told me very sadly, Am I saying this?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
And Hannah said to me, you know, it's weird because a couple of months ago I'd sort of resigned myself to spending the rest of my life alone. She said, you know, I was fine. I had my parents, I had my job, and I had my friends, and I just had sort of resigned myself to, as a trans person, never finding anyone to love me and never, you know, feeling like I deserved love. And it was one of the most heartbreaking things I'd ever heard, that this beautiful, impressive, kind-hearted woman would ever feel the need to cut herself off from the potential of finding love and finding someone to love her back.
Thanks so much for joining me for Something from the Cellar. Don't forget, if you want to listen to these episodes in full, just scroll through the back catalogue, or if it's easier, just search for the guests using their name in your search bar. This week, we featured the brilliant Brian Dowling, Ian H. Watkins, and Jake and Hannah Graff. I'll be back on Friday with a brand new guest. Until then, have a great week.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.